you on season two of Drag Trash.
Oh my god.
I'm Queen Jane.
And I'm Millie Monroe.
Wow, it's a whole new year.
It's a whole new year, whole new us. We are different people.
Different people, completely.
Different people.
Yeah, completely.
We're plebeians. They're the plebeians. Ooh!
What just came off of you?
Something did.
Well, a fabulous year in store. More fabulous trash.
Oh, from two fabulous trash.
Fabulous gals.
Ooh. Buckle up. Put those 3D goggles on and hit record. Because these babes are about to go wild.
Oh!
Hello. Hi,
welcome
to another.
Were you trying to give me fucking space? Because that was really close.
You know,
you gave it about 0.5 seconds of air before you said, okay, no, I'm interjecting.
You can do it.
Hi, and welcome to another week's episode of
Drag Trash. Where we're hot and the points don't matter.
I'm Queen Jane.
And I'm Millie Monroe. And welcome to Drag Trash.
Oh god, another season.
Another season.
Let's take a moment.
Okay, I'm here. I'm here physically and mentally.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're both present.
Well,
that's important.
Just making sure. We all know.
We've been doing this for a year.
Can you imagine doing something for a year?
I'm having trouble wrapping my head around it. Yeah, so I almost can't, and I've done that.
Well, it's like, you know, if somebody says, you're going to have to do this thing for a whole year, you're like, oh my God.
But here we are.
Here we are. Can you believe it?
I can't.
52 weeks.
Almost 40 episodes of just the regular program. We did over 40 videos last year, including like the music video and the specials and the makeup videos and stuff like that. Guess what?
All edited by this woman. I didn't do jack. I just showed up.
I enjoyed every second of it. Getting ready. I enjoy filming it. I enjoy editing it. I can't say that.
Do you enjoy videotaping it?
Well, I don't have to do much. I just hit record. Setup is one of the hardest parts.
That's why we just need a studio.
I'm getting very close. I've done a few things this year just to kind of make it easier.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very easy. There's always more we can do.
I mean, hey.
Honestly.
Second tripod in the future.
We get ready. We keep it pretty simple. And I like that. And I've gotten into such a flow of like editing that I like doing it for every new episode. Like,
well,
it's such a fun little life we've created here.
The nice thing about Apple is they do make it pretty damn easy.
I've been using these products for a while. I've been doing the video editing on these products for a while since high school. Which was only 2 years ago, but who's counting?
Me.
And I waited until it was easy enough for me to do it quickly. Because listen, I spent a lot of hours just waiting for stuff to render.
Listen.
And not to be too much of a tech head.
Yes.
But like these chips and shit, it happens like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll have like a full 45 or an hour long,
clip.
Edis episode.
Oh, yeah.
And multiple shots, la, la, la. 20 minutes to export that.
That's wild.
Wild.
Because like when I would make like a clip art music video in high school, that was like 3 minutes of Alanis Morissette song.
Yeah.
It took like 3 hours, maybe longer. It might be an all night thing where you just have to let the computer go.
Yes. Oh, and I mean like we had Final Cut in the classroom and all of that stuff. Yeah. And there were people, I didn't play around with it, but I had other friends that were like doing green screen stuff at the time.
Mm.
It was so much harder, but we did. And God, I can't believe we had this. I miss it.
Yeah.
We had like a full studio in our high school, a full TV studio where they would like come and film actual like school board stuff and stuff like that.
Porn.
And like we had like our own channel, but like
porn.
We could do the whole, like the lighting on the ceiling, we could run the switchboard in the room.
They
we
made
got to
the kids
do the green
do it.
Screens. Like, we got to do all of that.
I know.
It was fucking cool.
I wasn't in that class.
You really missed it.
Well, it's not what I do.
You can only do so much in high school.
I can only do so much.
Oh, but yes, people were using Final Cut back then. And like, yeah, if you wanted to do something special, they would literally set up a render and be like, okay, well, like no one can use this computer until they're done with it. Because it would have to go for hours and we're only in there for an hour of class, you know what I mean?
Right. God, computers really have come a long way.
Crazy.
And yet in some ways they haven't gone far enough.
I think there was, at least for me, we were coming up with, they were making such huge strides as far as like what was brand new.
That's true.
I think in the last decade or so, it's been improvements, but not in the way that we had it, where
small
it was like, correct, where it's like, wow, this device that's looked the same for about 10 plus years can now do, you know, an hour's worth of video.
Changed in like, size a little bit.
Right. But it's like the chips and the processor and all those things, those have upgraded. But the actual like hardware experience of it, it really hasn't.
Well, they want you to film movies on your iPhone.
And we can.
And we can.
We're doing it.
That is really wild.
Crazy.
I was thinking that like we should get in on the little movie making game.
Absolutely.
And make little like 10 minute films.
Absolutely.
Just be weird.
Oh, get ready for that.
Yeah, we're gonna make some 10 minute films.
Mm.
They're gonna be weird.
Fucking weird.
Horror.
Yeah.
Horrors.
Oh, listen, you do not know what this bitch used to make in high school. I only heard about the occasional video that Mariah would have to assist with.
Oh my God, some of those were so good.
That was funny.
Some of those were so good.
Do you know what? Speaking of old video editing and like the high school stuff, one of my favorite things to do, and this was like standard in iMovie and in all of those programs back in the day, which was like the DVD setup.
The menus and
stuff. Because you could design the menus and everything. And you know what?
What?
I want to find like an old MacBook or something that still does that.
That has that movie theater.
We got to start putting some of our, I mean, I wonder if it could handle it, but wouldn't it be so fun to have.
Release our stuff on DVD? Yeah, I would dig that.
And especially like, I feel like as we move away from streaming and these platforms online that are no longer supporting us, like obviously we're not going to go viral with a VHS, but I like leaning into some of this old tech for our content, because that's forever.
7 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cursed.
Oh, we should just do VHS. We should skip DVD altogether.
Yeah, keep circulating the tapes, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else. Yeah.
Oh, and then we could design covers for them. We could do whole seasons.
Somebody brought in a bunch of porn to work the other day. And did you know they used to some porn, if it was a VHS? I didn't know this till yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It came in like big cartons, like they were big boxes. And the VHS tape slid in and out of like a carton thing.
Like multiples, and they would have like multiple sleeves?
It was one VHS.
In like a sleeve?
Think of the Shrek VHS tape. Uh-huh. You know how it was a little longer, a little bigger?
Aren't they all standard?
No, Shrek was bigger. It had a little, it was an inch bigger, and it was like an empty inch in there.
I was not aware of this.
Okay, well, Google Shrek.
I remember it was green.
VHS tape.
Okay, okay.
And it was bigger. Not the VHS tape, just the box. Anyways.
That makes more sense.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know how that works. Yeah.
No,
okay.
I don't know. Gotcha. The porn box was big. That's it. The story was awful. I just didn't know. I didn't know.
I know. They were creative with that. My favorite, though, were the like the standard plastic ones with like the little click.
Oh, what about Hastings had those like things that you had to when you rented a VHS tape and you had to squeeze them?
Oh, no, that I don't like.
They didn't work.
It was meant to be like theft protection or whatever.
But it was,
and
like,
it was like you could always open it. I do like movies, though, like they mostly had these in the stores or the rental stores.
Which
where
one?
It was just the sleeve from the top.
Love that.
Perfect.
Love that.
Like a book jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. God, I miss some of that stuff. It's so wasteful and silly, but like.
Humans are wasteful and silly.
Well, there's something to that that's still print, which I value.
Oh, I get that. Well, it's film.
Correct.
It's film just on like a micro level.
That's the other fucking crazy thing about vintage porn is, like, if you have, it's on actual film.
Yeah.
Like, that's on, what is it, cellulite? What do they call that? Cellophane?
Yeah.
Celluloid.
Mm.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not cellulite. Which means that when they're filming it, when, like, you have to do the whole, like, we're changing canisters now. Like, all of those old film practices, like, they would do that with porn, too.
I love that.
Think about that.
I...
And really putting some money in there.
You're taking your time. So you're not taking your time when you can just push stop and start, stop and start, stop and start.
Like us.
No, it's just like you have to set up the shot. You have to, like... I mean, of course, you have to do that now. But it's different because you can be wasting expensive film.
Correct. That's
Whereas
why
now,
it's like the pressure on the performers.
It's
massive.
Indispensable. They can make they can take as many takes as they want.
Mm-hmm.
CGI
your face in.
Honestly, they don't even need actors anymore.
It's really scary. But they kind of don't. I watched the Fall Guy the other day. Did you see that?
Who's in that?
Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
I was thinking The Fall. Have you seen that movie?
No, but I keep seeing it's getting a lot more recognition lately because it's like so beautiful and stuff like that. I've never seen it though. No. But it's coming back around. People are like,
you should watch it. It's beautiful.
I should.
Lee Pace.
Lovely Pace. Also gay.
Yeah, he's hot in this movie.
Lovely Pace.
Lovely ladies.
yeah, what was the thing?
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Fall Guy. Ryan Gosling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And he plays a stunt actor.
Oh, okay.
It's a really cute movie, actually.
Seeing How the Other Half Lives?
Yeah, okay. A little bit of that. Definitely like a movie, people's movie, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But
so a comedy?
No, like you know like awards people, like Hollywood, they love movies about making movies.
Mm.
Like The Artist.
Scream 3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So this is very that. But they do make a lot of jokes about how you can just fill in for these people. Because he, like, starts a new job and they're like, all right, jump in the machine. And he gets it and gets, like, thousands of pictures taken around of his face.
That's crazy.
And they're like, yeah, he can't do this bit. Come in and do it. And we'll just put his face on it later. It's like, dope.
You know what? You know what movie they first did that in?
What?
Well, I don't know if it's first. What? But I'm pretty sure it's the first. Jurassic Park. It's when they're hiding from the velociraptors, mm-hmm. and they're climbing through the air conditioning duct system.
Uh-huh.
And the girl, I can't think of her name, Casey something.
Musgraves.
She falls out, right? I don't know if you remember
this. Yeah, yeah.
She falls out and the raptors are like jumping at her and she looks up, right? That was the stunt woman. And they had to CGI the girl's face onto that. And you know what? If you go back and watch it,
you would
seamless.
Never know.
They were doing it back then.
That movie especially.
It. Oh.
I mean, it's already probably down in history, but has to be continually getting recognition for its CGI and special effects.
I know that Tyrannosaurus Rex is a robot, but there are some parts of that movie where it is a CGI dinosaur.
Correct.
And you do not know
you
it.
Don't know it. The whole Bronchiosaurus thing is CGI. In the 90s.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
They had the technology.
You got to put the time. You got to have the artists. You gotta have the money.
You gotta have Steven.
You gotta have Steven. I wasn't aware of it as a thing until The Social Network. I remember watching the behind the scenes features or whatever and that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Armie Hammer plays the Winklevii twins.
Oh my God.
And, you know, they have a person standing in the whole time.
They do.
And they CGI his face on the whole thing.
That's lovely.
I know.
You know, I wonder if he ever sold his truck. Do you think he sold his truck?
He had to, because gas was too expensive in LA.
But, well.
Oh, no, he had to get a truck. That's right.
Oh, he had to get a truck.
Right. He had to sell something, and he's like, no, all I got is my truck.
Oh, is right. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I'd give him $5.
No, I feel like he was downsizing his car. He was like, this is too much of a gas guzzler. Yeah, I'd give him a tip.
I'd guzzle the gas.
For a tip.
$5.
Just the tip. Yeah, he's really trying to come back.
You know who has a new movie on Netflix, I think? Speaking of coming back. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I'm here for that. And I think she's with Jamie Foxx, too, which good for him, because he's like, he just had a really big Netflix special.
Oh, really?
A comedy who did? Special. Jamie Foxx. After, because he had...
The Pianist? Ray Charles?
Yeah.
He does stand-up?
He was like in comedy before he did... Yeah.
No.
Obviously,
all I know him from Charles Ray.
But he had a really bad accident, some kind of medical issue, and was touch and go there for a while, like a year or so ago.
This is what I mean. There are so many actors out there who have changed lives, changed trajectories of people's lives, and they're sick, they're dying, and people don't care about them.
No.
They've changed, they've made a difference in the world, and yet they die lonely. That's so sad.
It is sad. It's an industry where you either cash in big and put it away for later, or you don't get anything from it.
You know, Maria Shriver, she lost her house in those LA fires.
Did she?
Yeah.
Which one?
That Kennedy money's gonna, you know, come in handy.
It's gonna kick in, yeah. I'm sure her insurance works.
No, they took it away from her.
We're took so it away, mean. Not you. I do think. I don't know how insurance companies work. Full disclosure, I'm not a scientist. But
neither are they.
I do think if it's like damage on a second home or something like that, maybe prioritize the people whose first homes
get into it
were hurt. You know, like you have somewhere to go. These people don't. So I don't know if there's prioritizing, but that's how I would do it.
Why are we building houses where houses ought not to be?
Also,
I'm saying this to Florida too.
And I don't know if we're completely there yet, but I've been watching these like Mega Marvels shows where they like giant construction projects, right?
Because
I'm actually very into that.
Okay, yeah.
Where they're like building all of these crazy bridges.
For big people?
And like, yeah, huge for giants. Because in case you didn't know, they're among us. But like one of them was they're building those levees around Venice.
New Orleans? Oh.
And they're like a whole, it's been like a multi-decade project that they're just now getting to the final stages of where it's
where are they building them?
So I didn't know this in the map, but like Venice is tucked into a little like
it's a canal,
bay.
Right? Yeah.
And there's two big entries and they've built it across the two big entries. And they're basically these things that they can click a button and they like raise up, they fill with air, but they're giant metal, right? And they look like a ramp and they're yellow and they raise up like this. And it blocks the water from getting higher, and it keeps the level of the water on this side the same.
The insanity.
On a massive scale. So this is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
let's hear it. Like, we do truly have the resources to kind of live where we want. I used to not believe this argument. And I do think that there should be, at least as long as we live under capitalism.
Sure.
Like, we cannot afford to live places physically and literally, monetarily. So, like, we shouldn't try to build in those places. But if we truly had freedom of technology and money wasn't an option, I think that we could pretty much live on anywhere on this planet safely the technology that we have.
Because I think people are safeguarding it somehow.
I do too.
Gatekeeping it.
Well, or projects don't get lifted and so they don't get spread. So, like, you know what I mean? Or they become too expensive for other people to replicate. Like,
do you believe that space travel should be... do you think that should be controlled by the government or do you think that should be controlled privately?
The government.
The government?
Yeah. And maybe that's just our history of it, but I do think it's one of those priorities that can benefit a society.
Interesting, yeah.
I think it should be given that kind of priority because what we have going on right now is, because it's privatized,
right.
Resources that could be going to other things more necessary are being funneled there.
Right.
And if it's under control of the government, for better or for worse, whether you want to explore space or not, if you're having like a recession, those programs are going to get cut to go somewhere else. So that's sort of what's why I say that.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
Even though I love space and I want that to continue and like, oh my God, the fact that the James Webb Space Telescope even happened is kind of a miracle. So yeah, it's tough. But I don't think we should be necessarily trying to like colonize or travel anytime soon.
Okay.
I think there's a lot we can be doing within our means that is like still while we're here.
I think there's a lot we could be doing to this planet to make it a little better.
Ning dong.
Killing at least half the population.
Right.
First. Women and children.
Thanos over here. Solution is, yeah, exactly. You're kind of wearing your Infinity Stones today. These earrings. Oh.
Bobo.
Bobo.
It's always Bobo.
I've never seen you wear them before. This is a perfect outfit for this.
They're just usually kind of a little outside of my color palette.
It's
so
perfect.
You know.
Because they're like funky.
Yeah.
And this is funky, but it's also like simple enough.
Right.
To where you could have something
simple.
Like.
Simple.
Yeah, a little. I'm wearing
love.
Normal.
Vintage. Vintage.
Whatever.
Listen.
I should have worn my cherub earrings. That would have been really cute with this. Is it too late to change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time.
Next time she'll wear them.
Well.
That was me blowing out the candles.
I was with you.
Oh.
Wow. Well, we're going to watch Drag Race later.
We are going to watch Drag Race.
This is a very good season so far.
I know. It is such a good season.
First two episodes of season 17.
Have I talked about how I think I have talked about this on the podcast, or our channel, whatever this is, talked about it on our show.
Yeah.
That I think this season they sort of have pigeonholed tropes of the drag community We talked about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have. Well, we talked about it with last season here. I want to just really quick. Right.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I hate that. I'm never going to not look at me now.
Yeah, they were sort of doing that. They definitely did it with UK this
That's
season,
what it was, UK.
UK. There was a very Bianca and Adore timeline there. But then again, it's also just an old person and a young person.
Oh.
So, like, I also think that we have enough characters in the Drag Race universe at this point that we're going to naturally kind of compare.
I think that's probably true.
You know?
I think we're just living in a simulation and it's copies of copies of copies.
Well, and I don't think we're the only ones who compare. I think the producers do too. So when a storyline kind of works or is going that direction, I think as humans you would naturally kind of recreate it.
Yeah.
Or they may be doing it intentionally.
Mm, love that.
Yeah.
Do you think they're doing it intentionally? Or is it just happening like that?
I think to a degree. I think the casting is definitely. Whether or not it turns out that way in the run, I don't think they have a lot of control over. But definitely in the casting.
Hmm.
They're trying to recreate dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. A story works.
Yeah. Well, and you also have to balance that anyway.
Yeah.
And so if you're already, again, kind of working with a Rolodex of experiences and seasons, you're going to categorize them into those more than just however they did before.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to see new people. We just want, you know, people to fill in slots.
Yeah, that's kind of how entertainment works sometimes. I mean, it's true. The new can be very challenging. I will say that this program gives the opportunity to new than most others do.
I'm glad that T.S. Madison is here to stay a little more.
Me too.
I mean, love Carson and...
Love Carson.
Love Carson.
Yeah.
And he can come back sometimes, but love T.S. Madison.
Love T.S., yeah. Keep her around.
Like her a lot.
Bring Lonnie around more.
Oh, yeah.
She was starting to be regular there for a second.
Yeah, what happened? Well, they gave her her own kind of show on WoW, right?
Oh, did she?
Lonnie Love?
Yeah, her and that other comedian. What's his name?
From I Love the 80s.
Yeah, I know. Part Duh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, but we were talking about this earlier. What's going to be start? What's going to...
What you're gonna do ain't actually what you gonna do.
Yeah. That petered out. They're gonna start bringing in the queens. They're testing this out in Canada very successfully.
Yes.
Yeah. Where they not only come into the workroom here and there, they did this in Australia too.
They did do it on Australia.
They're on the judging panel. And yes. Ooh.
Did you explain that right?
Yeah, right?
Does I think you did. Sense? I think you did.
Of all Drag Race queens, they're going to be coming back as judges now instead of just celebrities.
Yes, like on last week's when Lawrence Cheney came in and talked about
working
the challenge.
Working in the workroom now.
Yes.
Katya did it last season.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think RuPaul's on her way out. She's like, I'm going to be making my money off screen.
She's delegating.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, good for
her. She's got to go frack somewhere else.
She's 700 years old.
I know. David Lynch died at 79.
She's also busy on TikTok, girl. And let me tell you, because they come to Instagram too, and I see them there.
Do they?
They're funny.
Are they?
She's out here making funny shit. And it's her just playing around in her mansion most of the time. It's funny.
She does have a good mansion.
Crazy. Crazy. Oh, but yeah, they're going to be bringing the queens back as judges. Who do you want to see judge? They've
Sasha
already done
Velour.
It. Sasha Colby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that was Australia.
Yeah, but she actually was kind of a terrible judge that episode. She didn't want to say anything mean.
Oh, I think you're right.
I was like, you need to say some constructive criticism stuff.
I think, though, her position is tough because she's so loved and so revered that if you're like, your eyelash is a little wonky, they're going to be like, well, I'm going to go unalive myself now. You know what I mean?
I guess.
She carries a lot of sway.
Who else do I want to see? Nina Bonita Brown.
Yeah.
I would love Nina Bonita Brown.
We need, I genuinely mean this. We need those queens like that because every so often you will get a guest judge who is like, no, I get her. And here's why. And they will actually, and the rest of the judges will be like, okay. Like they get too kind of lost in their own thing.
It's true.
You need those kind of left field people.
It's kind of like
no one's more left field than Nina Bonina Brown.
That is true.
Woo.
I love like her. It when she was the Georgia Peach.
It's just this shy of scary to me every time that she puts paper on her face.
Well, can I tell you, it's very much like Backrooms. Like, that's the monster in Backrooms.
Do you remember?
Oh. Yeah, you know.
Tony Shalhoub's character in the first Spy Kids with the face stretching.
I don't remember that.
That's what Nina's doing.
I thought you were talking about like 13 ghosts or something.
Thumbs. No.
Thumbs, thumbs.
Yeah.
Thumbs, thumbs.
Thumbs, thumbs.
Wow.
But yes, Nina would be fun. Who else?
I mean, Bianca, will she ever come back?
As a judge, maybe.
We did watch her a little bit on, Pit Stop? Was she on the Pit Stop?
Ew, yeah. Oh, I need to watch Monet's hosting this season. That'll be fun.
Oh, that's nice.
I like Monet. She was wearing this tight little blonde bus driver wig.
That's kind of her thing.
It is kind of her thing.
I mean, we never change our wigs.
Come for us. It was like, it's like a tight perm one, though. It was kind of cute. Mm. And she was wearing one of those masks, those eye makeup masks that we want.
Really?
But it was just stoned.
Oh. Did it look cool?
It looked cool.
Okay.
And elf ears. I don't know if the ears were needed.
It's like, what's her name doing, the elf ears? Who's doing elf ears? Somebody's doing elf ears.
On the US season, right?
I'm so lost.
I mean, they're all overlapping.
I don't know anymore. One of them is doing elf ears.
Yeah, it's true. Dawn did. I remember her.
Oh, I like Dawn.
Dawn.
She was fine. I liked her makeup. She has some beautiful looks.
She had that one dress that she made there that was that big. She had like the cap over it and everything. It was like purpley silver.
Don't remember.
I remember that being kind of absurd.
I don't remember.
Anyway. More Drag Race. Lots of it. Lots of new people. Only need to remember one name. Lexi Love.
Na 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 na, don't hear me go, baby. Oh, went into Justin Timberlake.
Whoa.
The tour will
be. It's going to ruin the tour. What tour?
What tour? You know what?
The world tour.
Did you know the Backstreet Boys? they went on a tour. Who knew that the Backstreet Boys would out tour NSYNC in the year of our Lord 2025?
You know, that battle's still happening, and they're kind of winning. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think experiences the most hardships, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC, for sure.
Well, Aaron Carter did die.
Is that a hardship?
That's the brother of the blonde one in Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that's true. They're brothers.
Yeah.
The other blonde one, Nick.
Nick Carter.
Right.
No. Nick Carter is a rapper. Right.
Correct.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
Is the one who died.
Right.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber-esque.
Esque, but not related.
What's the name of his brother? Can you name the Backstreet Boys?
No, I couldn't even name NSYNC.
You can't?
No.
There's a JT, a Chris, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, these are NSYNC.
Are they?
Lance. I don't remember Lance. I remember Lance and Justin.
Chris.
I wasn't allowed to fawn over them.
Chris?
So I didn't.
Was there Chris?
Sure.
Joey,
that sounds right.
That might be a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah.
Joey Fontaine. Fontaine.
Fontanuncio.
Fontanuncio.
Yes.
Fettuccine.
Luigi. I do. I think it was kind of novel, like 10 or 12 years ago when we were leaving college.
Yeah.
And they were like, the Backstreet Boys are back. And like NSYNC is touring again. Because like that was the first time that they had done it since they were a group.
Right.
But they've been doing it since then.
I mean, I would go. I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I'd see Britney. I would see.
Isn't that cool though?
Yeah.
She's fucking legend status.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still touring.
Well. She also That's had so many stars. More hardships, though.
She was also performing well into the 2000s when they weren't.
That's true. She was just in Vegas.
She was. Last month.
Did you read her book?
No. Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
I remember it being pretty good.
I heard the juicy bits through the internet, so I kind of didn't
further. I can't remember anything about it anymore. Did you know I read 3 books last week?
Did you really? Which ones?
I read
ones?
3 books. Oh my God.
Wow, that's a lot.
Let's see. I read Brat by Gabriel Smith, I believe.
Timely.
Oh my God, beautiful book. Okay. I mean, amazing book.
Okay.
It's about a man, an unlikable protagonist, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, dealing with some crap.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful book, beautiful. The other one was called The Hypocrite.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think you would like it. By the way, Brat and The Hypocrite both take place in Britain.
Okay.
So yep. It's a special kind of comedy. It's so good. It's like Piglet last year. I read this book called Piglet.
Yeah.
It just got away with people.
It smells like tea.
Okay, so The Hypocrite is about a woman who it's the opening night of her play.
Uh-huh.
And the play she wrote about her time with her father in Italy one summer.
Okay.
And it's really bad.
Okay.
And her father goes to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And so you are reading his reaction to the play while the chapters jump between
her point of view
and her mother having lunch at the same time, but like across the street.
So her mother didn't go.
No, but her mother they're divorced and her mother has known the whole time and everything. And
okay.
It's kind of like them going, do you think he's going to take it well? Do you think he's going to take it well?
Got it. So like the mom knows the story and the dad hasn't seen
correct,
any of it.
Correct, because the dad is like, you know,
not that involved.
Chasing women, you know, his daughter's age and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's all about being a hypocrite. It's so good.
So it's all about this kind of like intervention moment for their dad.
Yes.
In
but it's like, who's really the bad guy here?
That's very cool. Because that's such a, always has been. You're going to use art from your life.
Oh my God.
Or you're going to put your life into your art.
Yeah.
And when people start to get, because like my sister's a writer. We talk about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, she's going to write about you.
And it's like, oh, well, did you read the Vulture article? The Neil Gaiman Vulture article?
No. What happened?
Do you know anything about
this? No.
Okay, well, we're not going to get into it because it's pretty bad.
He was accused of sexual assault, right?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
There were parts of the article that I had to just skim. Like, it was that bad that I couldn't read it all.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, because writing what you know.
Yes.
And so it's like come out that's like, you know, him writing in his fetishes and his books, that kind of stuff. But brilliant book. I suggest everyone read it.
The Hypocrite.
And the last one I read was The God of the Woods, murder mystery. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Scott loved it. I wanted it to be a little bit more, but it was good.
All right. Good for you. Three books. Damn. You know how many books I read last week?
How much?
That's how many.
That's okay. How many TikTok videos did you watch?
I didn't watch any TikTok. I haven't really been on TikTok in months.
That's all right. You're about to get off
of it. I read a lot
of
short stories on my phone. Lost smut.
Well, that still counts as reading.
It fucking counts as reading.
You need to get on Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah, I know. I need to find some like ways to read. Do you know, actually, you said this, and I did this week. I bought a $4 book on the Apple Books thing.
Yes.
Because some document I opened took me there,
yeah,
and they had updated it, and I liked the way it was reading.
Okay,
and I was like,
okay,
I can do this. I'm going to get a book here.
Okay.
So I bought the second book in the Three Body Problem trilogy, which I can't remember what they're called.
Lu Chin? Is that who wrote that?
Yeah.
That's not right. Chin Lu?
Yes. I can't remember which.
I don't know anything.
Can I talk about it a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I just talked about what I read.
Oh my God. I've only watched the show.
Oh,
so that's the only way that I know the story.
Okay. So you're skipping the first book and you're jumping to the second book?
Yeah.
Live.
Because the first season is just the first book.
I love that.
And I want to know what happens next.
Honestly, that's what you should do with Dune too. Just go to the next book.
I pretty much did do that about halfway through. So yeah, I'll tell you what happens in the first one though.
Okay.
I've only seen
it.
Hard sci-fi, right?
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm still new to the genre. I think I take to mean like it's pretty science heavy. It's not necessarily like alien fantasy all the time.
So like The Martian, because The Martian
is that's very hard sci-fi. Yeah, okay. They're like trying to reconcile with the laws of the universe.
Okay.
And I would say Interstellar is a good mix of like, you've got a lot of hard sci-fi components, if I'm understanding it right, and some kind of ooh-woo-y stuff that's fun and exploring.
I like the ooh-woo-y stuff.
I do
stuff.
Too. Not a lot of people like it when he goes into the black hole. I live.
Oh.
I live.
When their hands like start Jumanjiing.
I live.
Come on.
I live.
Ugh.
Love as a form of a physical or part of a dimension that we can't see that's linked across universes. That's an incredible, cool theme. Not to be too ooh, but like we've... I can't get even to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. There's this woman after the revolution in China.
Okay, yes.
Who starts going to work for like this giant satellite thing out somewhere. I can't remember. She does something. She ends up there.
Okay.
They are like sending radio signals out into the universe with this giant satellite.
Okay.
And she figures out that if she points it at the sun, it can amplify it like 100-fold.
Okay.
So she does that and sends out just this signal. And one day while she's there, somebody starts contacting back. And it's an alien race from like light years away.
What are they saying?
And they're basically like...
We're doomed.
They were like, we found this and you should be glad we did because there's a lot more dangerous people out there. Like, you need to shut down this channel and hide, basically.
What?
Or we'll come for you. And she was like, come. And she's like, here's the signal. Because she just escaped, like... revolutionary China or whatever had happened.
She's
or whatever.
Like, come kill these
she
people.
Was like, we fucked up as a species. She was like, you can come and fix it. So she goes, come. Ugh. And so the rest of it is basically like reconciling with, and I won't give too many details away, but like the hard sci-fi component is they are so far away that it's going to take them hundreds of years to get here.
Oh my God, but it's a ticking clock.
Correct. And they've developed a technology that has allowed them to basically survey us while they're away. But all they can do is see and hear everything, though. Oh. Everything that we do on the planet. And I won't get too into it, but they explain how.
The sun.
And the way that they can, part of what they can manipulate is what we see sometimes. So they've been attacking scientists specifically to try to stall humans' progress scientifically because they know that by the time they reach our planet, we will be developed enough to defeat them. So they're trying to slow us down. So all these, the way that the book starts, the way that the show starts is all of these scientists are killing themselves.
Why?
And they don't know why. And they're reading, like they're reading why these scientists do and they're all like, science just stopped working. Like everything that I've worked on my life, like all the laws, they've just stopped making sense. And it's because the aliens have been like manipulating experiments. So we figure all of this out and it's like about trying to defeat them.
Stressing me out.
It's so fascinating. It's fascinating.
Okay.
Interesting. And they're making it a very good show. The writers from Game of Thrones are doing it.
Okay.
And last thing, there's one scene in there that is one of the gnarliest things I've ever seen on television.
Really?
And there's a Chinese language show that they did, roughly released around the same time. A lot more episodes, a lot closer to the book, apparently. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, based on the book.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
But the one that's on Netflix is English language, and it's like they've updated a little bit. That's the one that the Game of Thrones people are working on.
I'd be interested in watching both.
I haven't watched all the Chinese one yet, but it's good.
Did you delve into it a little bit?
A little bit. There are, and some of the improvements that the Netflix show makes is that the casting is a little more diverse.
Okay.
It makes a little more sense as like an international drama.
Sure.
Where everything in the book, from what I can tell, and the Chinese series is very like Chinese, like here's the male helping, like here's
right.
the, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So yeah. Wow.
I just...
Ooh, some good people in there too. Jonathan Pryce shows up for a minute.
Jonathan Pryce, who's that?
Old white guy.
Like, that narrows it down.
I said that and now I can't think of anybody else.
Is Parker Posey in it?
No.
You know, we watched the Pussycat Dolls movie the other night.
Does it hold up?
Scott's never seen it. I think
I used to
most
love that
of
movie.
It holds up.
Yeah.
Some of it is a little stupid, but they don't make movies like that anymore.
Mm-mm. That was like, a silly movie.
It's silly. Parker Posey in that with the things and they're like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And she's like, I don't know.
The silly sound effects and all that shit. Yeah, that humor. The last movie I've seen like that was Barb and Star.
That movie's so funny.
And they don't even play into it as hard as some of these older movies do.
You know, we need a good comedy to come back.
Yeah, with the weird sound effects and all of that.
Yeah, who?
Was Dix that way?
Who?
Dix, the musical. I didn't see it, but you did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Megan Mullally was very, very funny in that.
But did they have some of that kind of humor? That's what I would imagine.
That's all I remember is Megan Mullally.
That's all you have to remember sometimes.
I mean, you know, I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec.
Are you getting into it?
I've watched it all.
You've watched it all.
I've seen it all. Oh. No, I've seen it all.
Oh. Wait, I've once never upon seen a time Office. You had it.
I've never seen The Office.
Thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
But we've been sort of watching Parks and Rec. And I
Parks
forgot
and Rec is just
how
Joplin.
Magical it is.
It's such a sweet show.
I just like, these people are so lovable.
So
Chris
lovable.
Pratt, when he was good. Amy Poehler.
Mm.
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh,
Nick Offerman.
Is a really good cast. I also love Katherine Hahn on that show so much when she comes in as that politician.
Rita.
She's like, my life is amazing. Your life is awful.
Retta?
Retta. Oh, Retta, yeah.
Who's Rita?
I don't know who Rita is.
Did you watch her show?
Treat yourself.
Did you watch her show, The Ugliest House Show?
Yes.
Oh my God, bring that back.
Yeah.
We need more of that, please.
I need more of that. I want them to change up the format a little bit.
Sure. It did get a little boring.
Yes.
But I need her back on my television.
Agreed. I like her a lot. She's a beautiful opera singer. Do you
really?
Know this?
No.
Yes. Gorgeous.
I think opera needs to come back into vogue. I would like an opera renaissance.
Yeah.
Even if we're, like, doing 90-minute operas.
I think it's going to have to be.
I just,
unfortunately, the audiences, I just don't think, are there yet.
I just think the art form is so beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's just one of those things that's... It's a special little treat for society. You know what I mean? Like, it's so unnecessary, so over the top.
Well, it's grand.
So grand. But
it's so...
You got to feel that. It's kind of like... cathedrals to plebeians once upon a time.
That is
you gotta have something
true.
To go in awe at.
Well, because right, it came from pageant plays,
right?
And so, I mean, we all just came from Christ.
Don't say that.
I would really, if I could go back in time,
yeah.
I would really love to experience one of those pageant plays. What are they called? Where they had like the little church carnival and you kind of went around and you saw
and there was
all,
like a cart.
I would want to see that so bad. Bring out your dead and let me look.
Do you know, I actually do think I would like that because it's reminding me of something that my boss did recently that I was very jealous of.
What?
She was in...
Nicole?
Yeah.
Nicole. Okay.
She was in Florida for something.
Oh, God.
At Disney World.
Oh, God.
Oh, and maybe she did go just for this. But anyway, one of her friends was judging some big... teen talent show that they have at their convention center there.
Okay.
And so I was like, so you basically just got to watch like a bunch of High School Musicals back to back. And she was like, yes, it was fantastic. She was like, all of these people. It was just a talent show, but for teenagers, but like on a national level. And she was like, I loved it. I was like, I would have loved that too.
Who won?
Who cares?
Jody
I was
Benson.
Like, did you see something really cool?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, fuck, I'm forgetting it all. I want to say somebody rollerbladed or something impressive, but I did just watch that on Drag Race. So, yeah. Anyway, that stuff's fun. If you haven't been to, like, a show choir competition or something like that, even if you're not into it, you quickly can become, like, I know how to judge this now and form opinions.
Oh, so absolutely.
In that sense, like, a bunch of little short plays that I get to sit around and judge. Love that.
It's like, you know, that... country girl on RuPaul's Drag Race. She started doing that two-stepping thing. And
oh.
I was like, this girl can't dance.
Alyssa's daughter, yeah. Bad. And the fact that you can't dance and you're Alyssa's daughter.
Is she Alyssa's daughter?
Is she?
You said that. I went along with it. But I believe you.
Could just be pulling up stories.
I mean, she's got that feel.
She does. And the look and like, Alyssa could have easily choreographed that for her and been like, we're going to keep it real simple, gal. Yeah. Exactly.
Hi ho! Look, I can do it too.
She really did just walk from side to side.
She did.
She didn't do anything else.
That's okay though.
Go ahead, girl, give us nothing.
Damn.
Oh, well. Well. Here we are.
2025, the year of the dump.
The dump year.
I think it's the year of the snake.
It is the year of the snake. That's true.
Are you a snake?
Yeah.
I think I'm a goat. You're the goat. Lamb? Horse?
Right. I don't remember what I am. I'll say snake.
I like that for you.
Me too.
A snake and a bear.
Snake in a bag. You were saying a snake in a bag at first, and I was like,
snake in a bag.
Get your snakes in a bag, oh yeah.
Are they dead snakes or live snakes?
That's what you find out when you open them.
Or like you have to put your hand in there and get like the prize.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Let's say that there was like a ring in there.
No.
But the snakes are just like gardener snakes.
No. Do you remember those things? Like, I don't even like this if there's like a guaranteed safety.
Nothing in there.
Like, yeah. Do you remember those like kid museums? Specifically, do you remember going to George Washington Carver?
Okay.
In elementary school.
Yes.
For a field trip?
Yes.
And once upon a time, they were like upgrading and they had one of those trailers that it was like a little educational experience.
Out front. Yes. Yeah. Little science
and
place.
One of them was like, here's three holes with those like black rubber things with the slits in them that
don't
you can stick
that.
In and feel.
What was in there?
Don't remember. I stuck my hand in one and I was just like, I don't like not knowing. I don't like what's down there. I'm never doing this again. And just like cheese sticks, I cut them out of my life.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's crazy.
I figure I don't really have a lot of occasions where I'm sticking my hand into a hole without knowing what's down there. So I thought it was pretty cut my losses, you know?
Well.
Anyway.
I don't remember that. I remember George Washington Carver and his peanuts.
The peanuts and the peanut butter.
Did you eat that peanut butter? It was gross.
Yeah, it was gross.
It was gross.
It was not Jif.
Peter Pan did it better. Sorry. I do like Peter Pan creamy peanut butter.
Is that the one?
That is the one.
Do you know, I can't tell you the last time I ate peanut butter. Probably in a Reese's cup.
Scott likes the Jif extra crunchy. Could not be more different.
I like the creamy Jif.
I like a creamy Jif in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, be kind to yourselves.
Yeah.
Don't hurt anybody.
Don't.
Unless they ask for it. And even then, get it in writing first.
Yeah, make sure you're covered or whatever.
Because, you know, insurance will fight you for it.
Goodbye.